Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We have some Bert Kreischer tickets to give away today. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it right now. 207-807-1104 is the phone number, and we want to know what for these tickets.
Well, since Nelly is bringing back apple bottom jeans, we want to know what trend do you want to bring back?
Boots with the fur. What? That's not my pick. What's your pick?
I'm going to go with chokers. I know that they had their moment in the 90s and then they had their moment again. I got to experience it 2015, 2016, but then it died down and it is only a matter of time before it is back. Any day now, people are going to start sporting the chokers again. You look very confused. Do you not know what a choker is?
Yeah, I kind of had an idea of what it was. I just had to pull up a picture to remind myself.
You probably have seen this plasticky looking one.
Right.
But people got really creative. They had ribbon ones.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the different colors.
All these different ones. Some were really chunky. But they're coming back.
It feels uncomfortable to have that thing so tight around your neck.
It really wasn't, surprisingly.
No?
You would think.
Who wore those? Like the cool girls wore chokers?
Everybody did.
Everybody.
Well, I mean, not you. You weren't, but girls, boys, anyone that was on Tumblr.
Wait, boys were wearing them?
If they felt like it.
Chokers for boys.
Chokersformen.com.
I think that's taking me to a part of the internet I don't want to go. 207-807-1104. The question is,
what trend would you bring back?
Apple bottom jeans. Nelly's trying to bring it back. I'm going to go with academics. Sweatsuits. You know nothing about this, probably.
I'm Googling.
I wonder if they're still.
Wait, is it spelled like DJ Academics?
Spelled like that. Is that how he spells his name?
I think it is.
Well, I don't know if he took his name from that, but this was around way before Academics was on the internet for sure. But the sweat, the hoodies and the matching sweatpants, that was like, I would wear that fit at least once or twice.
What was so special about it?
I don't know.
They look kind of plain.
I don't know. It was the sweatsuits. I talked about this yesterday a little bit in King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Doug is always wearing like G-Unit clothing or Echo clothing, or he wears like random like tribute shirts to rappers. Like if you watch what do they call it? Wardrobe? Is that what it is for a TV show?
Yeah.
If you watch that, it's crazy, the clothes. Like that's probably one of the best parts about King of Queens. And his friend Deacon had like a Cosby sweater that I had, and I was like bugging out. I'm like, oh my God, I had that, like literally the same exact one, not just one that like looked like that. This isn't an Academics thing, but that exact one. And then in another episode, he was sporting an Academics sweatsuit. And I'm like, this is maybe
a Cosby sweater, like a Bill Cosby.
That's the best way I can describe it, but it was just like a wild pattern sweater.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he was rocking an Academics sweatsuit in one of the episodes, and it just really brought me back
you need to start wearing them again, clearly.
To the days of shopping at Jiggy Wear in Worcester.
Bring them back.
And you could buy your mixtapes there. You could get your academic sweatsuits there. And it was downtown. I'm going to assume that store is no longer there.
Unfortunately, it probably is not.
I'm going to Google it now. 207-807-1104. The question is,
what trend would you bring back?
Victoria from Wyndham, what is a trend or brand that you would want to bring back?
Do you guys remember the hair bump that like Snooki used to wear? The Snooki bump?
I remember.
What were they called? Bumpets?
Yeah.
I remember the infomercial. Yeah, it was Bump It, right?
Yeah, I begged my mom for these, and she finally caved, and then my hair was too sparse and thin for them to even work.
Mine was, too. I got cursed with very, very thin, fine hair, so they wouldn't work for me either.
They never looked as good as the infomercial.
Never. Why would they?
All right, so you're trying to go see Bert?
Yes, sir.
Are you a fan?
I am, and my boyfriend is. He actually put me on.
All right, well, let's make this happen. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. You guys are going. Congratulations.
No way. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're in there 25th the next week, which is what, Thursday, Tara?
Yes.
At the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland. Congrats. Great.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now your boyfriend's going to have to do something extra special for you.
Oh, especially because my birthday is on Sunday. So I did this. You've got to do something else.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't be getting, this is like a present for yourself.
Exactly.
We got any other answers for brands or trends that people want to bring back on the text?
Janko jeans.
Oh, I always hated those. I was never the Janko jean kid wearing.
Well, how do you not trip up?
I don't know.
You'd get like twisted up. like a tornado and fall
and
over.
I think the kids who wore them, they thought the bigger the opening at the bottom of the legs, the cooler they were.
Oh. Do you remember when guys would wear chains on their jeans?
On their JNCO jeans?
It was JNCO jeans? Because I feel like they didn't have to be big, giant jeans, but I would see a lot of people had like a random chain going down on the side of their hip.
Those were against the dress code at my public school.
Probably because you could like smack someone with it.
Yeah, considered a weapon. Anything else?
Why was that cool?
Well, I think it's like practical if you like ride a motorcycle or something like that.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, so if like your wallet falls out, it's chained to you.
Oh, there's stuff attached to the chain. I just thought it was decoration. I had no idea.
No, I believe it's a wallet that's like.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Anything else on the text?
A white t-shirt, K-Swiss, and British Knights.
Oh, BK Knights.
What's that?
That's a little too old for me, I think. I remember the sneakers. I just don't remember the trend. I definitely wore the Pro Club XXX white tees for a few years of my life, but never got into the K-Swiss or the British Knights.
All I know is K-Swiss shoes.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Oh, I thought it was a big t-shirt.
No, the t-shirt was just a white t-shirt.
I don't think a white t-shirt ever goes out of style, does it?
Well, you used to buy, these were like specific, like large baggy white tees that you would buy at your barbershop.
Oh, okay.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
A former postal carrier in South Berwick and Elliott has admitted to stealing cash and gift cards from mail he was supposed to be delivering. He faces up to 5 years in prison, a fine of up to $250,000, and up to 3 years of supervised release.
That is so bad.
I told you I didn't get that birthday card, Grandma.
That's going to cause so many fights.
You were saying that there's probably tension in families where somebody sent a card, they didn't say thank you for the card, it was never spoken about, but it was just this underlying tension that was there, and it's all because of this postal carrier.
All his fault.
Also, it's just society's fault. Like, we should talk more as family units. If there's something that's bothering you, get it off your chest. It might just be a misunderstanding, and you've been holding a grudge for no reason.
That is life.
Maine's iconic 207 area code will continue to be the state's one and only for at least a few more years, according to a recent review by the North American Numbering Plan Administrator. It's a heck of a job there. Sorry.
What does the guy do? They're like sleeping and then someone's like, we might have to add an extra area code. They're like, oh my God, it's happening.
So the semi-annual review extends Maine's single area code until at least 2033. Now, what is the day?
I just imagine when SpongeBob has little SpongeBobs in his head and they're running around and shredding paper and...
I've never seen SpongeBob.
I wish you had.
Well, what's the career day in school when your parents come in and they talk to the kids about the career? It's like, nah, Dad, you can stay at home. Nobody wants to hear about the North American Numbering Plan Administrator.
That's not true.
That's not exciting. Can you lie and tell them you're a firefighter, please?
I don't know if my school had career day like that where your parents came in.
I've only seen it in TV shows.
Yeah, I see it in movies and TV all the time, but we did have parent volunteers in the classroom. So like your parent could come in and be a helping hand and they could read a book.
We did have drug addicts come in and tell us the dangers of drugs.
At what age?
Too young. The DARE program was
really?
A wild
That's
thing
intense.
Back in the day. I think the DARE program was just like a scam to like get information on like local crime.
It probably was.
From like the kids. They're like, what are your older brothers into?
I just got
Has anyone seen
so
anybody wearing this such and like I feel like the DARE program was a scam.
I wanted to ask you something. This really stood out to me when I was in the DARE program. There was this drawing and it was like, Jake's older brother hides wine coolers under his bed. Jake found one. And it was like, should he A, try a sip, B, tell his parents? Remember those little worksheets that they used to have you do? And in fifth grade, I remember thinking, what the heck is a wine cooler? And to this day, I still don't know. I've never seen one. What does it look like? What does it taste like? Is there a different name for them?
I just know wine cooler as like
canned wine.
It's what the aunties would drink at the cookout. So
what is a wine cooler and why is it called that? Because as a kid, I'm like, there's no cooler. That's just a bottle.
I think it was just like a glass bottle of like wine, but it was chilled and but it's not wine. It's like
wine juice.
Pre-seltzer days is the best way I can describe it. I don't know.
Is it like Arbor Mist?
Maybe. I haven't seen. Do they have wine coolers still?
I don't know.
I can envision the bottle very clearly.
Okay, you did know. You looked at that DARE sheet and you said, I know what he's talking about. I had no idea.
I knew what a wine cooler was. I had seen a wine cooler in the wild.
If someone sent me to the store right now and said, pick up a wine cooler, I would not know what to get.
You go, what are you, 65 years old?
I would get canned wine, like canned sparkling wine.
You know what I brought to brunch the other day?
What?
And Maura made fun of me when I was in the store, but it turned out to be a big hit. Whip shots.
Oh, how fun. What flavor did you go with?
I went with mocha, I believe, and it was perfect because people were putting it in their coffee for brunch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big hit.
So Seagram's is popping up.
Seagram's wine coolers.
I did not know that that was what it was. I thought it was kind of like a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Of course I've drank one. Like I've had
Seagram's. Yeah, but that's Seagram's kind of like before, but in the same vein.
I didn't know it was called a wine cooler. Who knew?
The seafood chain Red Lobster is preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Oh, no.
This comes falling. Are you really devastated by this?
We don't even have one nearby, do we?
I don't think so. I think it's like blasphemous to go to a Red Lobster when you live in Maine.
Well, I would not be ordering lobster there. I would get the shrimp.
I've heard the rolls are.
The biscuit,
biscuits,
I think.
Biscuits, yeah. Shrimp, that's the problem. That's why they're going out of business.
Why?
There's a bunch
of. I just read the next line.
There's a bunch of missteps that the company made, including a $20 all-you-can-eat shrimp deal, which cost the company more than $11 million in one quarter.
Oh, my God. Well, amazing marketing on their part, because when I think of Red Lobster, I do not think of lobster. I think of shrimp.
It's so they because did of it. The all-you-can-eat shrimp.
They did it to themselves.
Oh, my God. If I have the opportunity to do all-you-can-eat shrimp, it's bad. I'm definitely.
I love shrimp.
Definitely throwing up. Definitely. My friend had his wedding and they had the cocktail hour and they had a giant pile of shrimp in the cocktail sauce. I was definitely sick that night, not because of drinking at the wedding, but because of how many little shrimpies I put in my stomach.
Well, it's just easy because you're like, oh, what a light, refreshing snack.
And if you're in a social setting and you have a little anxiety, it's like, I want to go back for another plate of shrimp. UMaine men's basketball team is going to face Duke in Cooper Flagg's collegiate debut. Pretty crazy. The Blue Devils will greet the Black Bears on November 4th at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
So I guess Duke actually approached Maine with the idea for the game because of the Flagg connection. Yeah. So, and I think Maine also gets like a pretty heavy stipend of money for taking the matchup.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. The Maine Mariners squeaked into the playoffs and their first two games are going to be this weekend, tomorrow, and then Sunday. They haven't won a playoff series yet. So this could be the first one. We're rooting for it. Shouts to Haley, who is the in-arena host. And next week, we'll have some tickets to give away because they got two games. So that means they're at least going to play two games at home. It's a best of seven series. And we'll give away some playoff tickets for the Mariners next week when they come back to town for the next leg of this series. That is five things you need to know. Made How to Maine by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207-CALL-JOE or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Glorilla was arrested on suspicion of DUI on Wednesday. According to TMZ, Glow ran into trouble in Georgia for driving under the influence and possession of an open alcoholic beverage container.
That is not good.
No.
It's so dangerous.
The traffic stop took place at 4 a.m. That's one of like my pet peeves, by the way.
What?
I get anxious. Like if I'm like the driver and somebody gets in a car and they have an open container. And I know that like, I don't know if it's like a Maine or New England thing, but people are like, oh, it's a road soda. I'm like, dude.
Dude, get out. Dump it out.
Dump it out.
I know. People try to do it all the time.
And they don't think anything. And they're like, oh, you're being a nerd. You're being a geek. And I'm like, I'm the one that's going to get in trouble. I'm the one that's driving.
I actually just saw recently on social media. It wasn't people that I know, but it like popped up in my feed. And they were in a car and they had like Trulies in the whatever it's called, cup holders. I can't believe I just forgot the name for that. They had two Trulies in the cup holders and one's in the driver's seat, one's in the passenger seat. And they took a photo. I'm like, hello. And they were opened.
Because it's such an, I feel like it's, I could be crazy or I could just be hanging out with hooligans, but I feel like it's such a normal thing where they're like, oh, I'm going to just take this to go and drink in the car. Not that they're the one driving, but the fact that there's an open container can still get the driver in trouble.
Yeah, it can.
And I'm like, you're not putting me at risk. I'm the one that's going to be the designated driver for you.
I'm the good guy.
Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble because you can't wait 15 minutes till we get there.
I also just saw a really funny video. I feel like this would be something on your timeline, but it was in the middle of the woods and this cop goes to pull over. It's a pickup truck and there's two people sitting on the back of it and they're drinking and they chug their drinks and then throw the cans in the woods right in front of this officer that's like, hey guys, what's going on? And then someone gets out of the driver's seat drinking a beer, throws it, and then grabs a pile of cans, beer cans, and throws those in the woods. And then they hop in and peel off. And it's like a high speed chase through the woods.
Why would you feel like that would be on my timeline?
Because it's a weird thing. Most of my stuff is not really universal with yours, but that one I feel like could be on anyone's For You page. But right. Then again, I do watch a lot of Cops. So maybe it was for me.
It was for you.
If anyone else has seen it, it's a really funny video.
So this Glorilla traffic stop took place at 4 in the morning. Officers reportedly smelled marijuana in the vehicle, and Glow admitted to drinking earlier in the evening. And according to the report, her breast was exposed, and the officer had to tell her to cover up.
That's not good, because usually you can feel if your bosom is exposed. So if she didn't even realize it, she might have
been a little buzzed.
Yeah.
She was taken in and released on bond several hours later. Kayla Lillard posted her mugshot with the caption, "Free Glow Lillard, hashtag sister wife." And if you remember, Glorilla tried to shoot her shot at Damian Lillard. I don't know if they're divorced, Damian and Kayla, yet, but they were going through a divorce. And Glorilla said, I think it was All-Star Weekend that she saw him and thought he was a fine man, and made a comment about, is he with anybody? I could probably beat them up anyways.
Oh.
So this was her.
It wouldn't have caused drama if she was just like, oh, is he single? He's cute.
But the fact that she was like,
she said, I'm going to fight for him.
I could take it. I could take her. I'm sure. That's what caused the drama. And then that's what caused Kayla to be a little petty by reposting this mugshot. On Wednesday, Ashanti confirmed the news that she's engaged and having a baby in an interview with Essence, sharing, this new year in my life is such a blessing full of love, hope, and anticipation. Motherhood is something that I have looked forward to, and sharing this with my family, fiance, and loyal fans who have been so supportive of my career is an amazing experience. This is like news that everybody knew.
So many people in the comments of these posts saying, didn't we just find this out 2 months ago? What is happening?
Remember when the reporter asked the mom about it and she's like, that's not an official news yet. We haven't officially made our statement yet. Like, oh my bad. I thought everybody knew. Now it's okay to ask questions.
Did she think she'd be able to hide it until this interview? I don't know.
So this is going to be the first baby for Ashanti. It's Nelly's third kid. Nelly is the father of adult children, Chanel, who's 29, and Cornell Haynes, who is 24. That's from a previous relationship. This baby, say Chanel, his daughter, has a six-year-old. So the six-year-old and this baby, the baby will be the aunt or uncle of that six-year-old.
Yeah, the six-year-old would be the niece or nephew.
So in theory, any of these kids, if Chanel, we should just Google if Chanel or Cornell have kids. If they have kids, their aunt or uncle is going to be younger than them.
Yeah, that definitely is interesting. But I feel like it happens a lot when people have kids young and then they go on to have kids later in life too.
I just feel like I'm exhausted for Nelly. Like he's
Why?
Already
these kids are grown. They're going to be able to help.
Yeah, but like, oh, I guess that's true. You got some helpers built in there. I was going to say, I mean, he's also rich, so I'm sure that helps too.
I'm sure he can afford a nanny.
Well, my thought process is like you do the whole raising of children and then you're on to the next stage of your life, right? Where you're like, okay, my kids are grown. I can do other things. Well, now he's back at step one with a baby. But he's not a regular person.
You never know, though, because I feel like you watch your kids grow up in front of you and you're like, I miss when they were babies, and then you might get baby fever.
All right.
So maybe he wanted to.
Last thing for Dirty on a 30, Kid Cudi is coming to Coachella and made the announcement on social media. Cudi did not perform during the first weekend of Coachella. He's doing his own set. He's replacing, what was it, A.P. Dillon or something like that?
A.P. Dillon smashed his guitar and his fans were outraged. And then he dropped out of the second weekend because of scheduling conflicts. I think you would wipe your schedule for Coachella. I think they didn't ask him back.
They said, why don't you sit the next one out? Not the vibes, bro. It's not a smash guitar vibe.
I still need to do research on why they were so upset that he smashed the guitar. Because if I saw that, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Rock and roll.
But these people were probably like, whoa, chill.
We actually have another act that required a guitar that was going to use that. Now we have to go get another one. That is your Dirty on 30 made hot and made by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave in Auburn.
They said the fans were divided, many expressing disappointment over the perceived lack of professionalism. He's an artist. I'm sorry. I think that this is absurd for the fans to be mad about.
I don't know what type of music he plays.
That's not professional. Keep it professional. Please keep it buttoned up.
Like if he's doing Mumford & Sons, there's no need to smash a guitar. But if he's like rocking out.
I can't believe they're mad.
I've seen Post Malone break a guitar. No one got mad at that. And he's got a pretty chill vibe.
Double standard.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
I saw this trend going on TikTok. What did you do growing up poor that rich kids wouldn't understand? So we'll make it a little bit broader. We'll just say, what did you do growing up that rich kids wouldn't understand? And we'll put you in the running for Justin Timberlake tickets if you answer that question. 207-807-1104. 207-807-1104 is the number. Justin Timberlake tickets. What did you do growing up that rich kids wouldn't understand, Tara?
Using a Coinstar once a month, so I had spending money. And like anytime I saw a coin on the ground, I'd immediately pick it up and put it in my pocket. Even to go to the coin store, even if for $3, I would still do it. And I would walk. My house was probably a couple miles from Hannaford. And once a month, I would walk to Hannaford with all my coins in a Ziploc baggie and dump them in the coin star by myself. Sometimes a neighbor would go with me, a friend, but no parents in sight. And then I would get my cash and then I would buy whatever I want with it. And it was usually candy.
See, I can tell that you weren't poor. Because,
well, I never said I was poor.
Because I'm not paying those Coinstar fees. I'm rolling all my coins up myself.
I didn't have a bank account.
Bringing them to the bank.
At least I didn't think I had a bank account, but rich.
You're talking about doing this as a kid. You were collecting change and
talking like 11, 12 years old, walking down the side of Route 1 Scarborough by myself, sometimes with another 12-year-old from the neighborhood to go to the Coinstar because my parents just wouldn't give me $20.
Okay, we'll count that.
It builds character. Having to cross an insanely big intersection.
Would you let your 10-year-old do that now?
No, I would never. Makes me nervous just thinking about it. When I drive by and I see kids, I'm like, I wonder if they're going to the Coinstar too. Is there even still a Coinstar in Hannaford?
I think it's like more advanced now. I think you can get like gift cards or different things, but there's definitely a percentage that it takes out of the coins.
Yeah.
What's something you did growing up poor or just growing up that rich kids wouldn't understand? I was going to say, I got a bunch that I'm thinking of, but when we ran out of milk, it was just water in the cereal.
Oof. I just wouldn't have cereal.
No, just throw some water on it. It was disgusting.
Actually, I lied. When we ran out of milk, I would just eat the cereal like a snack, like a dry snack.
Put it in a cup?
Like granola.
Yeah. Also, I want to steal one that somebody put on Facebook, a push mower and mowing the lawn themselves.
I think it's kind of wild when the more people have a riding lawn mower. Like, you have money if you have that. I think it's more common to have a push mower.
I used to mow. I was only allowed to mow the backyard, though, because I would put the blade down too low so that I wouldn't have to mow it as often. When you put the blade down low, the sun will fry the grass and I would have burnt spots on the front yard. So I got relegated to only backyard. It worked out. Less work for me.
I'm remembering that was my chore growing up was the push lawnmower in the backyard. One summer it ran out of the motor or whatever. Cause like you turn it on and once you press the handle, it kind of walks itself, but that aspect of it died. And so I'm pushing this thing with my scrawny little arms as hard as I can up and down the hill. And I had blisters all over the inside of my hands. And they still didn't give me $20. I had no allowance. What's up with that? All those chores for what? Finding
coins? You had a roof over your head, Tara.
Finding coins on the ground and stealing them.
Also, a big can collector. I used to collect all the cans in the family from all the parties and go into the redemption center. And here's another one for you. In the bathroom, there was exposed pipes where like the plumber had to like knock out the wall to get to the pipes to fix something. Mm-hmm. And that wall never was rebuilt through my whole childhood. It was just always.
You didn't put like a picture over it?
Nope. It was just always just there's the bare bones of the wall right there. I guess easy access if we ever needed to get those pipes again, but it's literally just like you would go into the bathroom. There's a giant hole in the wall. It's like, we don't need to fix it. It's just aesthetically not pleasing to look at. Ben and Lewiston, what's something you did growing up that rich kids wouldn't understand?
We used to steal our parents' food stamp cards to go and buy candy at the store. And then we would get back the change. And then we would take the change and go to school and then buy drinks out of the drink machine with the change that we used to get from the food stamps.
So what happened when your parents went to go get actual groceries and the food stamps were gone?
We were in trouble. A lot of the times we were in trouble.
Punished, Tara?
Question mark?
Yeah, we were in trouble a lot.
Didn't they have some regulations, though, that you could only buy, or was that WIC? You could only buy certain stuff with it, like you couldn't...
No, well, back in the day, it wasn't a card, it was paper, so you had, like, it looked like Monopoly money.
Right.
So if you spend a dollar, the only way they can get you back any money is change.
Right.
So we would go buy, you know, a pack of gum, and then we would have 75 cents
got
left over in the change, and we take the change to school, and then we buy drinks.
That's funny. Aaron in Tewksbury, what's something you did growing up that rich kids wouldn't understand?
Okay, so what comes to mind to me is we had this car for a couple years that we got from my grandfather that could not pass inspection. So every 7 days, my grandfather would write a new bill of sale. And it had no heat, so all of us, we'd have to sit in the front seat with blankets, and that's how we went to school every day.
Oh my gosh.
There was some like shady auto body shops that would scan the system so your car would pass, and I remember going to one of those. I think like my dad went to one of those to make sure his car passed.
Everyone's had to go to one of those at some point in their life.
Yeah.
That would have saved us some time if we knew that.
I know. I mean, you just didn't know the right guy, I guess.
You got to know somebody.
You got to know somebody. Yeah.
Yep.
My dad used to get the hookup on the hot boxes, so I didn't have cable growing up. But when I did have cable, the periods I did have it was the illegal hot box or black box, you would call it.
Mm.
And you would get all of the channels. I'm talking about all of the channels.
It was such a common thing to not have cable growing up. And then one day my dad decided to get Dish, and I was like, are we rich? What is happening? Why did we wait so long? You're telling me we could have had all these channels this whole time?
I mean, my growing up, it went from having zero channels, no cable, only the basics, I guess, so a couple.
PBS, please.
To having every single channel, including all the pay-per-view, boxing, movies, all of that.
Yours wasn't legal.
And then one day I would come home from school and I'd be like, time to watch 106 in Park, and turn on the TV, and boom.
They caught you.
They caught me, and they would scramble it. So everything would come through scrambled and be like, no. And then I'd have to hit my plug, who was my dad. And I'd be like, Dad, I need another box. And he'd be like, oh, we don't have any come in at this time. Da, da, da. And I'd be out for like another year or so until we got another option.
Also, I don't know if people will relate to this, but I feel like you also knew someone who would sell DVDs out of their trunk.
My dad did the cable boxes.
For like 50 cents, you could get Finding Nemo, and it hadn't even been released on DVD yet, but some guy in your neighborhood had it in his trunk.
I did the DVDs from the barbershop. My dad did the cable boxes. Also, he would do the Nintendo cartridges that he would get. And you would get a Nintendo cartridge. You're going to have like 800 games on it, and you put it in the Nintendo.
Oh, that's fun.
And all these different versions, but they'd all be in like different languages.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, what did you do growing up poor that rich kids wouldn't understand?
My dad used to pay me a penny for every cigarette butt I'd pick up out of our yard.
He's like, I have a fun little game.
Yeah, and I thought I was like rich. Little did I know.
You're like,
that's so funny.
I picked up 50. You get 50 cents. Here's your two quarters.
And my dad was an avid smoker. So
he gave you the opportunity to make your money.
We're booked and busy. Yeah.
And you texted in that you never got an allowance, but you were allowed to live there.
Correct. That was the allowance, yes.
Tara, that was your allowance.
My allowance, too.
Morgan in Acton, what is something you did growing up that rich kids wouldn't understand?
I said cutting coupons out of like grocery flyers on the weekend for something fun to do.
Arts and crafts.
Yep.
Also, you're getting a little preview of what's going to be for dinner for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you still coupon now?
A little bit. I do like the Hannaford Rewards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tara is a big any rewards club you can be a part of.
I'm a coupon queen.
Yep. I do like Hannaford Rewards, Shaw's Rewards, like any that I can find.
Yeah, because sometimes they really do reward you. You're like, oh, sweet.
They do.
Here's a question. Can you put two people on a rewards account for Hannaford?
I don't know. We just use my phone number.
You just use
and anytime Tucker runs to Hannaford, I'm like, put my phone number in.
I need to be in better sync with Maura on that because we both like go at separate times. But I feel like if we team up, we could get some better savings.
You could.
Yeah.
You could. Just put in the other one's phone number, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to memorize her phone number.
He said the same thing. He goes, I don't think I know your number off the top of my head. I'm like, excuse me? That's pretty bad. I know his, but I only recently just memorized it.
Gun to my head right now, I could not tell you what her phone number is.
What happened if you got arrested in a different state and they took your cell phone and you had one phone call? Who would you call? You can't call her.
The only number I have memorized is my home phone number from when I grew up.
Is it even connected?
Yeah, I'm not calling my mom on the home phone.
So you just wouldn't use your one phone call?
No, I'm just sitting in jail. That's
it. Oh my God, that's bad. We need to start memorizing people's phone numbers again.
Oh.
Yeah, I only know my own phone number, so what's that going to do for
me? Well, at least you know that one.
See? So it's not that abnormal. Do you know Tucker's phone number by heart?
Yeah, now I do, because I used to ask him for it all the time because I needed it for, like, I don't even know what I needed it for, but there was a period where I had to keep using his phone number for something, and I finally got it down.
Yeah, Maura memorized mine. She's like, well, what if I need it in an emergency situation? I'm like, that's very well thought out.
She's using flashcards every day. She's studying.
She's studying. I'm like, that's very responsible
very
of you.
Very sweet.
Listen, at least I got her birthday down, all right? That's the important thing. Morgan, are you trying to go see Justin Timberlake?
Yes, I am.
What's your favorite Justin Timberlake song?
I really like his older stuff. Like, I like Rock Your Body.
Oh, yeah.
That's an acceptable answer. We're going to hook you up with tickets, Morgan.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, you're going to the show. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I've been trying all week.
Yay.
You are in there. You got our pair of tickets for Thursday morning. Congrats.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Ticket giveaway made hot in Maine by Ripple Wellness. World-class cannabis products for everyday people. Don't miss out on Maine's biggest 420 sale. Buy one, get one free all day long. See you at Ripple Wellness, 366 Hill Street, Biddeford. Next chance to win happens at 5 p.m. this afternoon with Be All. Congratulations again, Morgan.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
So have you been seeing all the talk over the Caitlin Clark salary?
No.
Her salary, she's reportedly going to get $76,535 for her first year of her contract in the WNBA.
$76,000?
$76,000.
That seems a little low, does it not?
Second year, $78,000. Then she gets $85,000 in the third, and then $97,000 in the fourth
year.
But
she can do brand deals.
She can do all the brand deals and all that, but people are saying that this is a huge wage gap between the WNBA and the NBA. People are also saying the NBA brings in a lot more money than the WNBA brings in, but I don't feel too bad because of the brand deals.
If she didn't have the option to make $100,000 off of one Instagram post, then I'd say this is outrageous.
I mean, but it is kind of crazy to think her full-time job, all that's just bonus stuff, her full-time job, she's only making $76,000 at for her first year.
Yeah, that seems very low.
And she's a professional athlete.
It's not what you think when you think of a professional athlete.
No, but like I said, I don't feel too bad because, according to sources, nearing a lucrative 8-figure endorsement deal with Nike.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There's the money.
So she's not going to get a ton of money playing in the WNBA, but Nike's going to pick up some of the bill and she'll be just fine. Although it is crazy to think, like, you know how much you're making in the NBA, millions and millions of dollars. And she's going to be getting $76,000 in her first year. Like, you could get
that's like nothing.
You could get that managing a restaurant in Maine somewhere.
I know.
It's crazy. We got Jimmy Carr tickets that we want to give away.
Let's do it.
207-807-1104. Jimmy Carr is going to be at the State Theater on Wednesday of next week, the 24th, I believe.
Yes.
Jimmy Carr, British dry humor. He's great during some of the roasts I've seen. I've seen some of his specials on Netflix. I think it's hilarious. If you haven't seen him, Google him. Check it out. It's going to be a good night out. We'll just take call number 10 right now for these tickets. 207-807-1104. 207-807-1104. Call number 10 right now. Hooking you up with a night out. Jimmy Carr at the State Theater next week. Caleb from Sanford, you trying to go to the Jimmy Carr show next week?
I am.
All right, let's make this happen. Call number 10. You're in the building. Congrats.
Right on. Thank you.
There you go. Wednesday, you have plans. You got late night plans. What time's your bedtime?
Whenever.
All right, perfect. He's like, I'm an adult. No one tells me when to go to bed. Late show ticket, so 9:30 p.m. start over there at the State Theater, but you're in the building. Congrats.
Perfect. Thank you very much.